Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're going to talk to the star of A Dog's Way Home.
Earth.
No, not Bryce Dallas Howard.
Earth.
The actual dog herself, Shelby. She goes by Bella in the movie. We actually have the screenwriters coming in as well, so we could chat with them about how they made the movie and how they got Shelby to do what she did. And listen, apparently, I just found out she was adopted.
A rescue.
She was a rescue dog. Mm-hmm. They went and got her and rescued her, and then made her a movie star.
Very cool.
That's in about 20 minutes. We also have Second Chance Santa coming up later on this morning. He has not arrived yet. You can go to KidNation.com for all the details. But basically, you're going to tell us what you asked for and what you received instead.
I wonder when you're casting for an animal for a part. Do you go to a website like ZipRecruiter.com?
Why not?
I mean, they are the world's leading job search website, rated number one by employers all across the United States. ZipRecruiter for 2019 wants you to plan out how to take your business to the next hire. I actually have an interview today.
From a ZipRecruiter candidate?
Yeah.
Awesome. What are you looking for?
Manager.
A manager, okay.
Oh.
Full-time?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Whoa.
So, please, go to ZipRecruiter. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. They have a powerful matching technology. It scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply, as they did for me, to your job. So you get qualified candidates fast. In my case, I had, like, over 10 in 24 hours.
Wow.
Seriously. You can try them for free right now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD if you love this show. If you love ZipRecruiter. Yeah, of course you do, because I'm telling you about it. It's the smartest way to hire. I jumble that all up, but you get the message.
Yeah, we got you, Miguel.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. All right, let's get to First World Problems.
I got a first world problem.
Yeah, I feel like the TV gives us first world problems all the time because there's just too many channels now. I wanted to watch The Masked Singer last night. I keep hearing rave reviews about this thing.
Yeah,
and I was all set to go to the channel and watch it. But Wolf of Wall Street was on FX.
And then you forgot.
And I just got hooked.
Yeah.
I just got hooked on that movie. And
I
couldn't
call them rave reviews. It's just so weird. You know, it's odd.
I haven't seen it. Okay.
And you're like, I can figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And you can't.
I was so mad when I realized I missed it. I was like, no!
Now you can catch up.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Only two episodes in.
It's a great movie, though.
Yeah, it is a pretty good movie. But it was on FX, so it was the beeping and the commercials.
Yeah.
Let's go watch it.
Unedited.
Well, I want the unedited.
Yeah.
All right, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
Look, these are the problems you have in your life that are not that big of a deal, but you still want to get it off your chest, because let's think about it here. First world problems are pretty funny, because there are way worse things that could happen to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Got a couple here on the text. My name is Yanni, and I had to take the SAT last weekend, and I did not qualify for the fee waiver because my parents make too much money. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah, then they won't pay for your fees, so then you got to pay for
it. Right?
I get penalized because you make money, Mom and Dad.
Dang you.
Monica wrote us and said, my name is Monica, and my son moved to California. My daughter moving to New York. So now they're going to find out who my favorite is when I visit the first one.
Oh, yeah, right?
Hashtag first world problems. How do you choose that?
Flip a coin.
Yeah, you're going to have to flip a coin.
Or you go with the airfare. Well, you know, it's cheaper.
Or just go to your favorite one.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite one?
Yeah.
People ask me if I have a favorite kid out of my two. I don't know.
Well, every day it changes.
It does change every day.
Yeah.
Some days it's a tie.
You have to, right?
Some days.
Some days you don't like your kid.
I do love them.
Little brats.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't love them. Yeah. You don't like them.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love them the same.
Yeah.
But
some days
day.
It's like, get away from me right now.
Yeah.
Best but day. I love you.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's your first world problem?
Yeah, my first world problem is a little TMI, but at work, whenever I go to the bathroom, and as soon as I shut the stall door, I get the toilet seat cover to put it on the toilet seat. And by the time I go to sit down, the automatic flusher already flushes, so I got to grab another toilet seat cover.
Yes,
I hate when that happens.
It's a fine art.
Me too.
You do put the flap in the front, right?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Oh, you're a front flap?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been a fine art. It's a you have to be very stealthy.
Yeah,
in your
you really do.
I'm a back flapper. But it's okay. I still like you, Crystal.
You're a back flapper.
Yeah, we'll put the flap in the back.
Sorry, dude. That's not the way to do
it. I know we already talked about this and we figured out that the front flap is best, but us back flappers are not going to change our weight.
Oh, what about us squatters?
You squatters don't even need it. Yeah, you can just hover.
Hover correct.
You don't even need the thing. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems. So yours involves a toilet as well, huh?
Yes. I switched jobs 3 days ago, and my new job does not have an automatic flusher. So, no, I have to flush the toilet.
You should switch jobs with Chris.
Yeah. You may need to go ahead and go to ZipRecruiter.com as well.
Yeah. Is it because you're a germaphobe that you require the automatic flush? You just don't want to touch the handle?
Kind of, because all the ones that I do flush, I have to use my foot. You know, you kick up the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Flusher.
I totally feel you on that. Yeah, all the we don't have the... Oh, we do have the automatic flusher.
Yeah, down the hall.
Like at the number two bathroom, right. The bathroom right here. The number one does not have the automatic flush. And people forget to use it.
Bleh.
Yeah,
bleh. Somebody's super messy lately with the bathroom, by the way.
Well, which one?
I don't know who it is.
No, which? Your bathroom?
The one here.
Oh.
The one right in front, next to the studio.
What do you mean messy?
It's just
a lot of drops, droplets.
Flashing.
Yeah.
And you know that's a guy.
I know it's a guy. I know it's not the ladies. It's not me, though.
Not me, I don't think.
You were the one caught not washing hands. What was the owls caught doing?
I left a droplet.
He left a drop.
Because
somebody walked in after him.
It
might be you still, dude.
Or I splashed when I was washing my hands. One or the other.
The drops were colored and they were on the seat.
Oh, well, then there's that.
Well, maybe my hands were extremely dirty. with yellow stuff.
Oh, bro.
Oh, ow.
You take another
stuff.
Call.
Why do you have to go with the actual color?
Take another call. Please.
All right. That was funny, though. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. So we have three dogs and our back door is primarily glass. So whenever any of the dogs need to go out, we have to get up and let them out because we can't put a doggy door in our back door.
Dang.
And they always want to go at different times.
Yeah, of course they do.
I had a door replaced because of that.
Really?
Yes. I had a door built, and I put the all-glass door in the garage so I could move it back when the time came. And So, yeah. I had a door built for that same reason, because I'm like, I'm not getting up.
No, it's too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
And it's always right after you get comfortable, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
On those cold days where you just want to snuggle on the couch. Thank you, Kelsey.
It is. Walking my dog, I'm like, oh.
Really? Save that.
Do not lie.
We're going to add it to our collection.
You know that's going to be the best part about having a boyfriend, right?
What?
He'll take the trash out and walk my dog.
Oh.
Of course he will.
I haven't had that in years.
For the first 8 months.
Yeah. Then it's like, man, can't you do it this time, girl?
Yeah. Just like the best part of having a girlfriend is cooking, Jenna.
Yeah. Doing it together is great. It's just those cold walks alone with the dog.
I know.
I'd love to clean your house for you.
That talk will turn into, it's not my dog. That's your dog.
Nah.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems, and I think I'm gonna agree with yours. I think I've been having the same one. Go ahead.
Okay. My first world problem is about my Roomba.
Yeah.
I whined and whined to get a Roomba, and I just got the Roomba 960, and it is just too much work.
Yeah. I've heard.
It gets stuck all the time.
Oh, yeah, okay. She gets stuck.
I got a notification the other day that it was stuck, and I came home, and it had knocked the headphones off the bar, and the cord got, wrapped around its wheels. You got to go around and make sure you sleep under, or get everything out from under the couch so that it doesn't choke. You got to put all your curtains up. You know, if I'm paying $700 for something to be lazy, I want to be lazy.
I am with you.
My Roomba, Lisa, got stuck underneath the entertainment center. It somehow managed to squeeze under there, and then it just got stuck in there until the battery ran out.
See, what they're going to probably do is come up with a Roomba path clearer outer.
I want an off-roading Roomba that goes up different levels.
Yeah,
I want it to climb.
Upstairs and stuff?
Yeah.
That'd
be awesome.
Yeah.
So you do not recommend it, because I've thought about it.
No, I still recommend it.
I'm not, I mean, if I'm going to have to get up and do all the work anyway.
Right, it's so expensive.
Well,
at that price, too? I mean, that gets you 7 months of maid service.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they do more than just, you know, right. Cook on things.
Right. They do more than try and take their own life.
Yeah. Thanks, Lisa. I mean, I still like the Roomba. It's pretty cool that it just goes and every day I have clean floors. What's up, Sue?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Excellent. So yours involves eating, huh?
Yes. So apparently I stuffed my face over the holidays, you know, good food.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a problem where the face recognition is not working on my iPhone.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I have to actually, it tells me face ID not recognized, try it again. And I'm like, okay, try again. And it says still not recognized. So now I actually have to punch in the passwords one by one. Like, who wants to do that?
Oh, no, nobody does.
You must have eaten a tremendous amount of food.
What was your favorite thing you ate?
Probably turkey. I probably started around Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well,
we all did.
What?
I'm mad at you.
You enjoyed
it. Yeah.
I gained 10 pounds during our vacation.
Ease back into it.
10 pounds.
I did. I enjoyed it. No regrets.
When I was
in Mexico, I'd see something and I'd be like, ooh, what is this local delicacy? And he'd be like, that's a croissant. And I'm like, I must try this. I must try this pastry.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta do all the
dulce.
It was just stuff I already knew what it was.
Right.
What is this?
I must try this. That's a hamburger.
Roll.
That's a nacho.
Ooh, what is this?
What'd you say? Your body shape, current body shape, Jenna said.
Churro. I just had breakfast. He's like, by the way, these are the best churros in the world. Or recognized as a spot in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the, what is it? What's that?
Guapa
sauce?
Oh, wait,
you love?
Oh, cajeta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Ooh, must try these.
Definitely dip your churro in your coffee as well. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. good. Just
I don't
pig.
Like dipping sweet stuff in coffee. I've never been a fan of that.
Because that hooks your coffee up with that little bit of
taste.
It
does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little hack for you right there. Speaking of coffee, go to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So what's your first world problem?
So we just moved into this brand new, big, Kelly-style house.
Yeah,
the only problem is...
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I no longer have a Starbucks on my way to work conveniently anymore. I actually have to exit off the highway. So it has been 10 days since my last Starbucks latte.
Well, you should do like Kelly and just have a Starbucks inside your house.
Yes, yeah. That's what Kelly did.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping, since this is a new build neighborhood, I'm like riding Starbucks every day. Please bring one to our corner. Please.
I'm begging
you.
Eventually they will.
So, yeah.
I hope so, because I don't like how morning feels without coffee.
Aww. Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
I'm sorry.
Well, you'll get there, though.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
First world problem.
And Sarah has so that was a Kelly world problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now Sarah has a JC world problem. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
What's your first world problem?
So the Taco Bell in my town got torn down so they could rebuild it. And so in order for me to get Taco Bell, I have to drive 20 minutes to get Taco Bell.
But you're still doing it?
Yes.
Heck yeah, you are.
Yes, for you.
Yeah, you don't have that 20 minutes. Get yourself. What's your go-to order?
The chicken quesadilla, the number 7 for us.
The number 7?
Number 7. What's your
number? Mm-hmm. I just go off menu. I get the chili cheese burrito, 2 of those. Okay. And I get a bean and cheese burrito, no onions. Mm-hmm. Mexican pizza, no tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get Doritos Locos Taco Supreme, 2 of those bad boys.
Dang. Love it. No changes to that. You take it as is.
No tomatoes.
Oh, God. You're so annoying.
I don't like tomatoes either, JC. Like,
thank you.
Just take the
burrito. Yeah, right?
No, but you know what's better is when you do that, they have to make it fresh, right then.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you're annoyed.
Smart.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't even take the one under the heat lamp.
Sorry about you. Just like when you go to a restaurant that offers french fries, offer for unsalted french fries, and you'll get
brand new ones. You're that guy.
I'm not that guy, but I'm just giving you a life hack. I don't go that far. Sometimes I do. Yes, I do. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. No shame.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for your first world problems, Kid Nation, but we do need to get to the star of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Shelby. I forgot how old she is, but I'd say she's probably about 2. And she's in a movie that comes out this weekend called A Dog's Way Home. Yes, she is the dog in the movie. We'll have the author of the book along with the screenwriter.
And the star.
Yeah, and the star of the movie. We'll talk to them next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac's taking a picture right now because we have a celebrity in studio. Yeah, Big Al Mac just had his... Was that your first celebrity makeout session?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Al.
Fan-dogging.
When did you buy that shirt? He's got a price tag hanging from his armpit.
Thank you.
Yeah, was that from Nordstrom Rack?
Was it? Oh, $88, except he got it for $34.97.
Damn right.
Bargain shopper.
So joining us here at the Canal Side Lounge is Shelby, the star of A Dog's Way Home.
Shelby.
Look, she hears her name. Shelby.
Hi, Shelby. Shelby, come back.
Shelby, come back.
Dogs will be
she has to greet
the fans.
But also joining us here is Bruce Cameron. You wrote the book, sir.
I wrote the book.
And Catherine Michon. Did I say your last name right?
You did. You said it very French.
Michon.
That's me. Yes.
Are you French or Canadian?
Thank you. It's Canadian French, actually. Yeah.
And you helped with the screenplay as well.
We co-wrote the screenplay together.
Where did this story start for y'all?
Right up here in this cranium. And, you know, it takes place in Colorado. I used to live in Colorado. My daughter is involved in a rescue there. And in Denver, Colorado, they have this law that says that pit bulls are banned. Uh-huh. And pit bulls are banned based on the idea that a couple of people that are working for animal control can look at a dog and say, oh, that's a pit bull. And that is crazy, right? So what I wanted to do with A Dog's Way Home is take a dog like Shelby, which you wouldn't say looks like a classic pit, but because in the movie and the book, A Dog's Way Home, the people that have Bella, the name of the dog in the movie, people who have Bella run afoul of a developer who has an in with animal control, and they decide that's a pit bull. Mm. And so the dog is banished, goes all the way down to Farmington, New Mexico, and says, something is wrong, I'm separated from my person, and she leaps the fence and makes her way back through hundreds of miles of terrain in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
She was
people
rescued
say,
by pit bull.
Yeah. 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 People say that's so far-fetched. Animals can't do that. It happens all the time. What is it about a dog that can find their way home from across the country?
Well, I mean, there have been so many stories about this.
Yes.
There was one in People magazine recently about a dog that made their way hundreds of miles back. And, you know, people say, oh, they find it back by scent, or they find it back by, you know, the magnetic north. But we believe that the most powerful thing in the universe is love. Mm-hmm. And dogs express unconditional love like nothing else. And we think that it is the pull of love that brings them back.
It's
what else would do
force.
It?
I know. There's no explanation otherwise.
Where's Shelby from?
Somewhere in Tennessee. Okay. She was living in a landfill, and she was rescued by an organization. It's the county organization. It's government.
Cheatham County
but
of
they,
Tennessee.
They have a standard there that says that they will not put down any adoptable animal.
Oh, wow.
And they haven't done that for 7 years.
Yeah, these people are local heroes.
So you guys don't take Shelby home. She doesn't live with either one of you.
No, she lives with her trainer, Debbie, and she lives on a ranch. She lives with the dog that plays the puppy version of her. That's cool. BB, baby Bella. They live together on a beautiful ranch, and she's now a therapy dog. She visits hospitals and Veterans Administration facilities.
This is a multi-talented dog.
Yeah.
You found the dog and then had to train the dog, or was the dog already trained?
Oh, no. Not from living in the landfill.
Right.
No, she
literally found her fresh rescue.
Yeah, and her and Debbie's team did amazing work, and she loves to work, you know, because dogs want a purpose.
Yes.
You know, and so she loves to do her trips.
Not promoting that movie.
Right.
No, not the dog's purpose. We did do a dog's purpose.
Surely I would think there had to be days of filming that the dog just wasn't cooperative or, you know, you beat it.
The thing I love about Debbie's team is that the way they treat the dogs is with love and toys and food and affection.
Yes.
I never heard the word no told to a dog once. And also,
come to Kelly's house.
There's only one person besides the director who can yell cut, and that's the animal people, because the welfare of the dog was absolutely the top priority. Here we were the screenwriters. We're sitting in a tent without heat
on the side of the mountain.
And Shelby's got her own tent and heat lamps and massages. And, like, wait a minute. I need to talk to my agent.
Yeah, what is
craft services for the dog.
Little some bits.
Yeah, they. I mean, they eat better than we do. I bet. Honestly, yeah. I mean,
no, yeah. I bet it's gourmet.
It's gourmet. Yeah. 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 By the way, she flew here first class. You know, she has her own seat. She's rolling very fat right now.
Speaking of that, did Shelby? Does she get a salary, or does she get paid in treats, or do these dogs make money?
It's funny. Obviously, the animal company gets paid. Shelby doesn't care about
she's
money.
She's a number wag.
But Shelby's pay, honestly, is she has one squeaky toy that she loves the more than anything.
Which one is it?
It's like a squeaky squirrel or something? Yeah.
My dog loves a plastic cup. A plastic water bottle.
Oh, she was going mad on a water bottle just five minutes ago.
It's just that same type of noise. That little
The water bottles inside of stuffed animals now if you go to the dog stores. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Now, when you guys picked a voice for Shelby or Bella in the movie, you went with Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think that dogs, my wife specifically, when I say, how does a dog sound? She goes, he talks like this.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Was there a specific voice you guys were looking for and Dallas just fit that bill?
Bryce is the perfect casting. She really was our first choice. She just has that joy of life, you know. She's just such a exuberant person that and that's, you know, the character of Bella in this movie. And it's kind of funny. So Josh Gad is the voice of the dog in A Dog's Purpose and A Dog's Journey coming in May, and Bryce and Josh are best friends since childhood. Like the godfather of her kids.
Awesome.
So it's like they're like the brother and sister of the Bruce brand of these dog voices. They're both
not
so perfect.
That.
Yeah.
Great dog voices though.
Yeah,
and perfect. A great gig for them.
Oh, they love it.
Of course. Yeah, she was not in a Frozen 10.
She was not in a Frozen 10.
No, just let me see the footage. Yeah.
She might get enough. I've never had a dog sleep
she's
on.
She's tired from all the interviews.
She's like, oh,
she's
so
really
much
boring.
Show business.
Does Shelby speak on command? If you say speak, does she bark?
She will.
Oh, really? Can you get her to do that, Debbie?
Shelby, do you want to talk? You want to talk? And she does have a double. She has Amber.
She's understudy, right?
Yeah, it's her understudy, Amber, who is in some of the picture of the film.
She's like a little bee.
Amber is a rescue dog as well.
And she is a rescue dog as well.
Only rescue dogs used on this set.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good message.
Yeah.
We're a rescue family.
Yeah, sure.
And we want people to understand that rescue dogs can do anything. People think, I need to buy a fancy dog from a breeder if I want it to be able to. It's like, no, you can get any breed you want from rescue. You know, it's like that's
adopt. Just go out there and adopt.
That's great, because once I started to look into rescue, you learn that you can still get puppies from breeders through rescue groups that are kind of keeping breeders in check and whatnot.
And you know, we do love dog breeds, and so it's okay. Not every dog needs to be a mixed breed like Shelby. If you love a pug, you can get a pug. You can get a doodle. You know, it's just such a great message.
Hey, you guys get to do what you love to do. You get to write your books and do the screenplays, and then also send out this beautiful message of go out there and adopt these dogs. And you guys keep doing these dog movies. We're going to keep adopting dogs.
We're going to keep doing it. Yeah.
How many times am I going to cry in this one?
Yeah.
I'm not plot spoiling by telling you the title of the movie, A Dog's Way Home.
Right.
She does get home. And so it's a beautiful, it's like crying at a wedding. It's like a beautiful, joyful, happy cry. It's not going to, the dog does not
die. That other one.
It's about
the last one, I struggled.
Yes. A Dog's Purpose is a bit more crying.
It's just like weeping in every storyline. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. Does Shelby have groupies?
She does now.
Oh, yeah, no, she's got, people are all over, and it's, you know, they'll step on me to get to Shelby.
Does she have a groupie? Look at me, I'm groping.
Yeah, you are.
Well, look, Dog's Way Home comes out in theaters on Friday if you want to check out Shelby playing Bella. And definitely get the book. The book's on sale right now. It's been on sale.
Yep.
Is the book way different from the movie? I mean, because I know a lot of times the screenplay, you have to...
Really happy to say that this film is really true to the book.
Okay.
But the book just has so much more. It's a book. If we made a movie that had everything that was in the book, it'd be 6 hours long.
So do both.
I can't wait to take my kids to see this movie. They're really excited. I know Kelly's going to take the kids.
Good, yeah.
I was going to take his
dog. I don't
know.
I'll have to take a box of Kleenex with me.
Yes.
I'm very emotional right now.
It is emotional. But the kids have been loving the movie so much. We did a screening that was all families. And the kids were like literally yelling at the screen and cheering. And It was so
Everybody's
much fun.
Everybody's going to want to go adopt a dog after they come out of the movie.
Yes. It's time to get yourself a Shelby.
I'm not sure if I'm going to cry more after the movie or trying to get up off the floor.
Struggling.
I can't find a comfortable way to sit on the floor.
You should be fanning out there, Big Al.
I'm just going to sit on you, Bruce.
Thank you, man. How do you do, Bruce?
Oh, that's much better, actually.
Well, Bruce and Catherine, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and Shelby, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody, give it up for Shelby.
Hey,
Shelby.
Not too loudly. We don't want to frighten her.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is it Friday tomorrow?
It is Friday tomorrow. Today is Friday Eve.
There you go. So we're going to do a little Throwback Thursday for you this morning.
Okay.
Coming up in about 40 minutes. We'll hook you up maybe 30 minutes. We do have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. She'll catch you up with everything happening in Second Chance Santa. Where's my dude at? He hasn't shown up yet, but don't you worry. He will be here. KidNation.com has the details. If you're wondering, what's this Second Chance Santa all about? Basically, you just tell us what you wanted and
what you wanted for Christmas and what you got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Second Chance Santa, I'll try and make it right.
Yeah, he's going to try. He's going to try. But joining us in studio right now is Anna, who runs Kid TV.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Anna.
Anna.
Hi,
also,
good morning.
Also
good morning.
My husband's crush.
Oh, really?
I love Alan.
It's not awkward at all.
Alan has a crush.
To be in the same room with her.
Oh. Hey, train.
Well, yeah. She's full of positivity, just like you, Kelly. I mean,
right. Exactly. Attracted to the opposite. Why would your mistress be the exact same of what you come home to?
Right. I get so excited when Alan comes to visit the studio.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
so
wow.
Does he.
Oh, no.
Wow. But Jenna was not the only one that got tattoos over the break.
Yeah, I also got a tattoo.
Yay.
Really? What'd you get?
Yeah, it's my first tattoo, and I got a... like an outline of a shark on my rib cage.
Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark.
Good one.
No?
Good one. Good one.
Is this a matching tat?
Yeah. So I have two brothers, one older brother and a younger brother, and we all got the same tattoo.
Why the shark?
So it was an idea that we had a couple of years ago when we took a whole trip. Our whole family went scuba diving.
Uh-huh.
And I'd mentioned we should get tattoos. And it was my little brother's idea to get sharks because we were scuba diving.
Uh-huh.
And then the specific shark that we got, it's the black tip reef shark, and they travel in packs. So we're like, okay,
you're
siblings.
The shark pack.
In a way, so
cool.
Yeah, so it was really cool. It it's just the outline, so it took less than 10 minutes.
So it was quick, didn't hurt too bad.
Yeah. It didn't hurt nearly as much as I thought it would.
So you mentioned your brothers. Did you get to hang out with them a lot during the break because you're in town?
Yeah, they both came to visit for Christmas, which is really cool. They both live in California.
Okay.
So I only get to see them around the holidays. Well, my little brother's in college, so he'll come for long periods of time.
Does he go to my school? State, right?
Okay. Yeah, he does.
And
he
was he in my fraternity, too?
What fraternity were you?
SAE? No, he's not
in
my fraternity.
He's in some, I don't know.
Some different.
Sorry, JC.
But her brother's really cool. He's got really
So why would he be in your fraternity, then?
Oh, wow. Wow, Kelly. We were pretty cool, actually.
All right.
But at least we thought we were. But something happened with your brothers. One of them.
Yes.
Let's go to New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Or New Year's Eve.
I remember it it was just... last week. So for New Year's, my friends and I this year, we decided to rent out a house for the night and just have a bunch of people over. So we didn't want to do the whole bar scene and Ubers and everything just gets so expensive. And the good thing was that my older brother was still in town. So him and his friends did New Year's with me and my friends, which is so much fun. And, New Year's, stay up all night and everything. But we were all hanging out and we're all drinking, because it's New Year's Eve. Yeah, having a good time. And the next day, I felt a little nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Not from drinking, though, but from information that I had gathered of what happened the night before.
Oh, no.
What?
Uh-oh.
You guys, bear with me. But I found out that one of my friends made out with my brother.
That's the point of having a little sister.
Ah! Is that not the grossest thing you've ever heard?
How close of a friend?
She's I know her. She's a friend of a friend, but I've known her for years.
Yeah.
So...
were you angry?
Did you
ask?
No, I was just like, well, that's my brother.
You ask all kinds of questions, is he a good kisser?
No. And I did not ask him about it. I, did not talk to him about it, nothing.
Did he remember it?
I don't know. I would assume so.
So it was just a New Year's makeout. It wasn't,
I guess,
a full-on, are they dating now?
No. She did ask me, the next day. She texted me, and she's like, hey, tell your brother to hit me up. And I was like, no.
Oh, you blocked her.
I was like, no, not doing that.
How did you find out that they had this awesome makeout session?
Don't call it awesome. That's so gross.
Was she wearing his shirt the next morning?
No.
Making it worse.
She's like, hey, sis.
I'll be on the Christmas card next year.
Yeah, right. No, I found out because one of my other friends saw it happen. And so she told me, she's like, hey, I don't know if I should tell you this, but... And then she told me, and I was like, oh, my God. So I didn't even hear it from my brother or from my friend, that the suspect. But I heard it from someone else. And I was like, oh, my God.
They don't live in the same city,
no,
I assume.
No, and it was the first time that they'd met, just because... Like, my brother and I haven't lived in the same city for a long time.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was the first time that they met, but that's just, like, so weird.
Because you'd be grossed out with anyone.
Yeah.
But especially when it's a friend.
Has he been a girlfriend before?
Not, like, a serious one, no.
Okay, so you haven't had to deal...
Yeah, I haven't had to. I've never brought someone home.
Because your younger brother had a girlfriend.
Yeah, my little brother's had girlfriends here and there, but my older brother hasn't. And we're only 2 years apart, so he's 2 years older than me.
Oh, we're showing a picture of...
tattoos!
The older brother's the one with the beard that looks like Jenna's boyfriend?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So the beard boy is the one that made out.
Yeah. And the other one's my little brother.
But what if your brother actually calls and asks for her phone number or something? Will you give it to him?
I think if that balloon feels like something serious, yeah, sure. Because, I mean, obviously I love my friend, so that'd be great. But I don't think that would happen. That'd be so weird.
Big Al.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever make out with one of your sister's friends?
Negative.
Wow, you didn't take advantage of that.
No. My sister, I mean, I have dated older girls, but she's 5 years older than me. So most of her friends were, you know, 5 years older than me. So
did you ever make out with a friend's sister?
A friend's sister?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I really didn't. Didn't have any relative hookups like that.
I lost that friend.
You did?
Yeah.
So what happened?
I made out with his sister. Yeah, we were in high school, and it just was one of those things where we were at a party, and I kissed his sister. And we played football together, not in high school, because they went to a different school, but we were friends. We played in Pee Wee. And, he hated me after that.
Yeah.
He never spoke to me again.
Oh, maybe you should hit him up on Facebook.
Yeah, my bad, Tyler.
Just see if it's water under the bridge.
Yeah, I've always wondered whatever happened to Tyler.
Why don't you try?
Yeah. Did you ever make out with your brother's friend?
Did you see me in school?
I don't know. You might have had
me. Yeah. Nobody wanted to touch these lips in school.
Well,
did your brother make out with your friends?
Right.
No. My brother was very shy.
Uh-huh.
Very shy in school, yeah.
Jenna? Make out with any friends?
I technically kind of grew up an only child.
Yeah.
I have some half-siblings now, but I made out with... I went to visit my cousin in South Carolina. He probably... I don't even know if he knows this, but I did make out with his best friend. When I was visiting my cousin, I was in college. Mm. I remember he had to move his rifle from the seat. It was in the way. I was like, this is how they do it in South Carolina. I was coming from Ohio, you know.
Yeah, got a rifle in the seat.
Yeah. Well, he was like, hold on, let me move my gun. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, Anna, it sounds like your brother had a great time.
Right?
Yeah, he did. It was a good time.
Are we going to make this connection happen? What do we need to do to make this, or is this over?
I think it's over, but
they're following each other on Instagram.
Yeah, we need to.
I'll have to check.
Have you checked?
No, I haven't checked.
Girl,
I need to check that. Yeah, okay, I'll let you guys know. I'll check right now.
If they're following on Instagram, that means something's going to happen.
Oh, they're probably like
start posting
the DMs.
Hot pics.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross. No, but I'll check. I'll let you know.
Yeah,
gross.
Right. Hickeys.
Gross.
Yeah, did he have a hickey?
Stop. I didn't even look. I didn't want to look.
It's fun to make Anna uncomfortable.
Yeah, right? It really is.
It is.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all are great.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey there, Monica.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. I am awesome right now.
Good.
Are you at work right now?
I am.
What do you do?
I am at work.
What do you do? Yeah.
I work at a funeral home.
Whoa! You know I am incredibly interested in what you guys do.
What do you do there?
I just do everything behind the scenes, like far as paperwork goes, insurance and all that good stuff.
Is January pretty busy or is it kind of dead?
Oh, she laughed. That was so nice.
Monica, do you ever go in the behind the scenes where they're getting the people ready with the makeup and stuff?
I don't go in the back rooms. That's what we call it, the back rooms. I don't go back there. It's just I'm okay once they're in their casket, But I don't go back there when they're prepping or anything like that or getting them ready.
So interesting. I think I would work at a funeral home.
Yeah, you said you had some...
Kinsey and I wanted to start one.
Kinsey and I wanted to start one, yeah.
Kinsey and I wanted to start our own funeral home.
Huh. Well, enough about you.
Yeah, Monica.
Let's talk about Monica.
Let's keep going.
No, but I have heard you, JC, talk about that. And when y'all were talking about that, I was actually listening to the radio that day. And I was just laughing because, you know, it's true. That is a business that will never go away.
Yeah,
that's true.
Steady. So, you know, you should try that.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. I might steal you away, Monica, if I ever do go into that.
Well, you know, my dream is to eventually move to Dallas because that's where my boyfriend is at. So, yeah, if you open one up over there, call me up.
Well, speaking of the boyfriend, I know we just celebrated Christmas, and you wrote us for Second Chance Santa. And you did ask for something that's pretty cool. You wanted to get aerial yoga at Fly and Love Yoga?
Yes, that's what I wanted so bad, and I asked for it for my birthday, didn't come, and then I asked it for Christmas, but still didn't get it, and so, yeah, I went, and I tried it out a couple of months ago, like on a free trial. I fell in love with it. It actually challenged me, because I didn't think some of those things I could actually do,
yeah.
And I was surprised at how much mm-hmm. upper body strength I actually did have.
Awesome. Oh. So instead of this aerial yoga at Fly and Love Yoga, you ended up getting, I read here, a box of chocolates?
I got a box of chocolates. That's from the boyfriend.
Oh, no.
And you're over here trying to get in shape for the new year, of course.
He's probably biting each chocolate trying to find a ring.
Yeah. You also got a set of drinking glasses?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Also from the boyfriend?
No, that was from one of my daughters.
Okay. And you got a planner?
And I got a planner, which is something I do want to do. I'm all into the planning thing now, right about now.
Yeah.
But in there, I was planning on, like, getting all crafty with, you know, setting my dates that I'm going to go to Fly and Love. And now I have a planner that doesn't have that on there.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. It's just an empty planner because you're not doing the yoga stuff.
You need plans.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Monica? Second Chance Santa got a hold of your letter.
Oh, ho, ho.
And he's here to make it all better for you, right, Secret Second Chance Santa?
Yes, indeed, JC. Thank you very much. We actually talked to the owner, Beth. And she said she'd be happy to offer you a 3-month membership at Fly and Love Yoga.
What?
Yay.
Now, oh my gosh. Yes, this is so exciting.
Second Chance Santa, what do they offer there?
Okay, I'm glad you asked, JC. Fly and Love Yoga Lounge is an aerial yoga studio in Tyler, Texas. They offer belly dance classes, gentle floor yoga, and cat yoga.
Cat yoga?
Yes, cat yoga is an option. Visitors to the studio can do yoga. The studio partners with a local nonprofit rescue group, and they foster kitties who are looking for forever homes.
Aww.
So you can do yoga and meet the cats who are available for adoption.
That's so sweet.
Did you see the cats when you tried your first time around, Monica?
I did get to meet them, and I love them. They're so playful, and you know, I enjoy having them around. But I did not do the cat yoga. But I would love to interact with them and enjoy that cat yoga.
Well, look,
the belly dance sounds fun.
Yeah. That's good for the
core. I did do belly dance.
Well,
that was a workout. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, so that's going to be like a present for the boyfriend, too, with the belly dancing.
Right?
Yeah, buddy.
Some moves. Well, Beth at Fly and Love Yoga, she's the owner there, and she was happy to give you that 3-month membership. So congratulations.
Enjoy your 3 months, Monica.
Thank you, Beth. Oh, my gosh. She's awesome. I can't wait to see her.
All right. Yeah, let us know. Send us pictures of the kitties.
And the belly dancing.
I will send y'all pictures of Ariel. How about that?
Sounds great. Okay. There you go, Monica. Congratulations, and have fun out there, okay?
Thank you, guys. I love y'all so much. This is, like, right here, talking to y'all is a dream come true for me.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
Y'all, too. Y'all stay blessed.
All right, stay blessed. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up.
Can you do downward dog while doing cat yoga?
No, you got to do the cat butt sniff.
Yes, you can do downward dog.
Annoying cat.
Yeah. Oh, Big Al, you're back? You missed Santa.
Oh,
yeah. That's crazy, man.
Don't it? I missed Santa Claus?
Yeah, you left for like 1 second and he was here and everything.
I saw the sled pulling out of the parking garage, but I just figured it was a dude in a sled.
Yeah, no, it was a second chance Santa.
I had no idea.
Yeah, pretty crazy. All right. Well, he'll be back tomorrow, Al. Don't you worry.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Monica. Second chance Santa hooked her up some aerial yoga.
Yep.
Got a couple text messages here regarding that. From the text, is it weird that the caller has my name, Monica, and I was thinking, wait, is that me?
Yes.
It's not weird. You heard your name. You're like, wait, could it be me? Having an out-of-body experience right now?
Right.
And Jose, mi tocayo, he wrote us and said, the second chance Santa sleigh take up two parking spots, too?
I believe so.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he do. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. So, since we gave away the aerial yoga, White Cheddar, our executive producer, was reminded of the time when we did aerial yoga.
Because he has a great memory.
He really does. It sucks. It really sucks. Yeah. He embarrasses you.
He can't get away with anything.
He'll embarrass you. Because he remembers everything. He's like an...
That's his job.
What is it? Elephants are the ones with the steel trap?
No, elephants and white chair.
Elephants never forget.
Elephants never forget, right? Yeah. So he's got the mind of an elephant. And he pulled up when we did aerial yoga, and I guess we did love letters to Kelly. Do you remember this?
I do.
Vaguely.
I remember it was very, very painful, because when you're standing on those ribbons or whatever you're standing on, the sheets...
Yeah.
It cuts into your body.
Yeah. It's weird.
So the only comfortable position I could get into was that cocoon where you just kind of
was nice.
Get into a ball and just hang. That was good.
I remember that. We couldn't see Kelly. She was hiding behind the sheet.
My favorite one was the upside down one where you can hold yourself upside down. But that I don't like the blood rush to my head.
I had like a little vomit in the middle of my letter. I remember. I was hanging upside down.
See, I don't remember. Not one bit.
Really?
I don't remember. I remember being there. I don't remember what we did.
That's what I said. When I said vaguely, that's what I remember, being there.
Yeah, I remember we did it. And I remember thinking, whoa, that pink makes it look so easy, but this is way hard.
Way hard.
So we're going to do a little throwback Thursday to when we did aerial yoga. Big Al Mac, you went first.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Now remember, we're reading while we're doing this aerial yoga Al's stuff.
Hanging upside down.
Yes.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Oh, is that upside down?
Should it be easy to write your wedding vows? My fiance and I made the decision to write our own, and it's really, really hard for me.
Yeah, right. Trust me, you're in your head doing it.
I'm the girl in the relationship, but he's the emotional one. I just know we're going to be standing up there, upside down, like Al, getting married. When it comes time for the vows, he will bawl and I will likely laugh. Is this a sign that he is not the one for me? Or is it just natural anxiety that comes with making a huge life choice? That's from Claudia. Oh, Claudia.
My married friend?
I just think they just need to have a sense of humor about it. If you can laugh at something that emotional, I think y'all probably a pretty good match. I really didn't hear half of your letter because I'm more concerned about my discomfort level right now.
Please watch this on Kid TV.
I have a headache listening to this.
What was between your crotch?
Oh my God, I did it.
That's Al doing the corpse pose.
No, I did something.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well done, Big Al Mac.
All right.
That's how you rock right there.
Thank you.
Yeah. I forgot we were upside down.
Difficult. Yeah.
This was 5 years ago, by the way.
Especially painful parts for y'all when it's wrapped around your crotch.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for noticing.
It's giving me a head rush, and I'm not hanging upside down right now. I'm about to have a head rush all over again.
All right, let's see how Jenna did.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert. I have a question.
Why am I talking like that?
Get your arm out.
Can we say that?
I mean, I can, but I have to.
Yeah, that's good.
That's better. That's better.
I have a question that I need you to take seriously when you answer.
Okay.
About as seriously as you can take me right now. I'm in a relationship and my girlfriend is like someone I like to hang out with sometimes more than my significant other. I cannot tell her everything. The trust isn't there. It's like we're just going through the motions and she's all about it. She's waiting for a ring, but why would I give a ring to someone when that chemistry isn't there? Mm-hmm. If I make a conscious effort, can the way...
What?
Trail off, girl.
Pass out?
If I'm...
It sounded like you passed out.
Okay, am I wrong? If I make a conscious effort, can the way that I see her change? I want forever with someone, but I think there's way more to a relationship than just going through the motions. That's from Kyle, clearly a guy.
So Kyle has a relationship... The girl and a significant other?
Kelly, what do I do about my neck?
Move your head back to the other side. Did that help? Did that help?
Love letters. Love letters.
I don't think emotions are something you can fake until you feel, so get out, save her. Did he say he had a relationship and a significant other?
Yes.
Oh, man.
See, I was confused as well, but I just thought of blood flow.
It's not even making sense.
I thought I was just confused because of extra blood flow.
Now she got that blood flow. You already know, though.
Are you drunk?
Once, that's Jenna's mom.
Al's still trying to read it. He's standing on the ground.
We're doing a throwback Thursday right now. Yeah. We did aerial yoga. Big Al Mack and I have no recollection, probably because of the blood rush to our brain.
That was terrible.
Yeah, hanging in ribbons upside down. Jenna's in this big ring or hoop or whatever.
And Kelly's comfortably in a cocoon.
Yeah.
Just relaxing.
And we're reading love letters.
And we're reading love letters. I don't remember how I did, obviously, because I don't remember this.
5 years ago, Jim.
Yeah, this was 5 years ago.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Why do we
I'm
sound
I'm the go-to
drunk?
Person for all my friends. Any problem they have, they come to me for advice. It's exhausting, kind of like hanging upside down. But I don't know how to break the cycle. I've got one friend dating another friend, and I feel like I'm caught in the middle, and I don't know which one to choose. And if they fight, they know that I know what's going on, and it's awkward. I get fantastic advice, but it's just so challenging to balance it all out. How can I relieve myself of the little psychologist in my group of my friends before it drives me to the vodka or something? Chris.
I think he just wants to stop being everybody's advisor. So when people start coming to you with your friends, just put your foot down and say, look, I don't want to talk about it. Let's just keep it chill and not get deep. And every time somebody tries to come to you for advice, you just shut it down in the beginning.
Yeah, that's cool.
And just be friends. Don't be therapy man.
Kelly's getting like all Buddha in there. In her hanging tent.
I think I'm experiencing womb therapy.
Why do we sound drunk?
Oh, no.
Because all the blood was rushing
through. Yeah. Wow.
That'll do it.
I mean, not that I'm the greatest reader when I'm standing upright, but still.
That was fun.
Wow.
Blast from the past.
A little blast from the past right there. And let's do a little...
It's time for Tidbit News.
Ladies, don't forget, there's a movement right now for all women. You can stop shaving all of your body hair for the entire month.
Pass.
To celebrate your body positivity. It's called January.
I am body positive, but I'm smooth. I want to be smooth.
They're
body
saying
positive.
It's for women empowerment, but I'm like, why... Why does hairy armpits and hairy legs give you power?
No.
Well, why do you have to shave
it? I don't understand.
Because I like how it feels.
Why did God give us hair down there? You know?
Well,
he also
there's reasons.
He also gave us a shit quattro.
Yeah, he gave us the brains to create the razors.
For body warmth, really, is why we had hair, but we were also living outside.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need as much hair anymore.
And cleanliness, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but...
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't want to shave, that is fine.
Yeah,
you can
good.
Do it. I just don't get where that makes you a powerful woman if you don't.
Make that funk powerful.
If you do. If you don't shave.
I mean,
yeah.
You're funky.
Right.
You can still wear deodorant now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have hair there.
Hair traps the funk.
It does.
That. Hair does trap the funk.
So the guy deodorant is stronger than the girl deodorant?
I don't know. I wear the guy deodorant.
Because I've worn my wife sometimes when I run out, and it smells. It holds up.
Yeah. I think it's just a scent thing more than anything else, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, did you guys, that story, we haven't talked about this, but that woman who got pregnant in Arizona, did you see this?
No.
Well, I mean,
are you going to tell the nursing home one?
The nursing home one.
Well, that's a terrible story.
Oh, the vegetative lady?
Yeah.
That's bad.
She gave birth to, she's been in a vegetated state for 14 years. All of a sudden, she started moaning, and a baby was born. And none of the employees had any awareness that she was pregnant because, how? Well, now
the, think they got see her the pregnant. Lump in her belly after, I think they knew she was pregnant. Because it's obvious that the baby's growing.
But they covered it up?
I don't know, but I mean, obviously, there's a lot.
The police got a search warrant, and now they're going to do DNA testing on all the employees there.
Oh, yeah.
God. They're going to find out who did this. Isn't that crazy?
Horrible.
That's one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
You trust these facilities to take care of your loved ones, and unless you're there with them 20, and who can be? I mean, life continues. Yeah, 24/7.
But they said, the family of the woman said that they're going to take in this baby and give him the life he deserves.
Absolutely.
And take care of him. But yeah, they're going to find this person, man. Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. And, this guy got a horrible chest tattoo apologizing for cheating on his wife. And it's got multiple spelling errors.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but basically it's on his stomach, and it says...
It looks like a text.
I, Jose L. Torres, am getting this tattoo voluntarily on January 2nd, 2019, so that I can earn my wife's trust back for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. Again, this is a tattoo. I am a liar, cheater, manipulator, deceiver, hoochie. But other word for that, Lady of the Night lover.
And
dishonest and disrespectful. And that is a tattoo on this man's body for the rest of his life.
Jeez. Did you get her back?
I don't know, bro.
I need to see how that pans out.
Right?
Again, this is Tidbit News.